just another word for...
We're about to have a conversation with Ethelbert Miller, one of America's great poets, who's been on the show numerous times, and we've had numerous conversations. Ethelbert, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Oh, it's always good to talk to you, Mark.
So this, when I got your email yesterday, I was really kind of jumped out at me, the Ceremonies of Dark Men. So that's why I wrote you right away. And what is this? What's going on?
Well, it's Ceremonies of Dark Men. It's not Ceremonies in Dark Old Men by Lonnie Elder. So I'm glad the Dark Old Men is not included in it.
No, it's not. I'm sorry if I said that. I'm sorry. I'm moving too fast.
That's right. But this is a vinyl project, you know, funded by a DC Arts Commission. Bring together five curators. I'm dealing with the curator, A.M. Weaver. And what she's doing is she's brought together a number of African-American poets and photographers, and she's going to be placing, or we're going to be placing, images of black males around the city, consisting of billboards and banners. So there'll be very large public art displays of, you know, like my poem alongside of the photography of Isaac Diggs.
And so every poem is going to be matched with a photograph from one of these photographers?
Exactly, yeah. So it's a very nice partnership, you know. It's always good for artists, especially writers, that, to interact with visual artists or musicians. It's also very important, I think, in our cities to participate in work that's in the public view, you know, the public arena, so to speak, so that people can walk by and see your artwork. You know, I'm a very strong advocate of murals. You know, street art. And so in this case, you know, I'm very happy to participate in this project.
So you said Isaac Diggs, right? So you said, right. So,
yeah.
So his stuff is really very interesting. So do you know, what's the photographs going to be up that you're doing a poem around? How's that connected?
Well, yeah, the photograph that he showed me, and then it'll probably be the one that'll be exhibited. He had a picture of young black boys playing in a pool. You know, and I think that works out well with my poem called The Men, in which I talk about, you know, these images of young black men, positive images that we see. And I think, you know, when you go back to the title of this project, you know, Ceremonies of Dark Men, you know, we're talking about ceremonies, we're talking about rituals, you know, in which values and ideas are sometimes passed on from one generation to the next. But it's very important to have ceremonies, rituals in the community, because that's how your values are strengthened. That dialogue is very, very important, whether it's in a barbershop, whether it's in a Christmas celebration at home. You need those sort of ceremonies in terms of passing that wisdom that sometimes it can be lost within a community.
So share with us what's going to be read.
Okay, I'll share the entire poem, because what we'll see exhibited will be just the first section, which is section one. It's very short, and this is a poem called The Men. And it actually can be found in a very important anthology, I Am the Darker Brother, that's edited by Arnold Adolph. And this is called The Men. And I have an epigraph from the Bible, Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to this? If God is for us, who is against us? 1. Today I saw black men carrying babies, pushing carriages, holding their own. 2. Our street filled with good news. We must write the headlines ourselves. 3. When the world makes a fist, we duck and counterpunch. We jab and swing. 4. Black men at construction sites, lifting black earth, black hearts, black hands. 5. The young men dressed in black, their clothes just big enough for love. So those are the five sections, sort of like the five fingers of your hand that hold this poem together. And one of the things that I'm trying to do, you know, especially this first image, which will be the one that's on the banner, today I saw black men carrying babies, pushing carriages, holding their own. Because many times, you know, we talk about, you know, black men are not there, young people having babies, you know, not being responsible.
Right.
And I look around, I remember when I wrote this poem a number of years ago, and I saw guys carrying, you know, their children, you know, talking to children, being in the buses or the metro. And I said, well, you know, someone has to, you know, promote that narrative, you know, that this is what's going on. It isn't all negative. Just like you saw recently, you know, we were caring about all these negative images, the reports coming out of Chicago about, you know, how many people killed every weekend. And then all of a sudden, like, the Little League baseball team wins, you know? And I'm looking at these people in Chicago, and I say, wow, man, you know, they're out there cheering these young, you know, kids on. And that's another narrative, another story coming out of Chicago of young black men playing baseball. And so, you know, I tried in a poem to capture those images and to have them be selected by, you know, the curator, A.M. Weaver, for public display, I think is something I'm very happy about, because this is an old poem that I wrote. And when I wrote it, I was collaborating with a photographer named Julia Jones. And we had taken this poem and placed it on postcards, and we just gave the postcards away.
Wow.
You know, but with the positive image, it's like free art. You know, just, you know, I'm not going to sell the cards to you, you know, especially how much a stamp is. but you give the postcards away, you know, the postcards, you can just drop in places. And it was an idea that Julia said, okay, let's just disseminate our art in a free way. Being really concerned about, you know, the images that her photography getting out at that time, and my poem. So we collaborated on a couple of poems that we just distributed. And so now here comes the 5x5 project as another way of presenting this poem. And I'm happy that it's going to be displayed on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue over in Southeast, actually not far from where my daughter lives. It's a poem that she can come out and see, hey, that's my daddy.
And it's a beautiful poem, and the photograph is just lovely.
The photograph of these young kids, like in the pool, you know, and when you didn't even think about that, you might recall. You remember when they were talking about, black people lacking buoyancy, and you know, can't swim,
right?
Or
right.
You could even look at the situation where after Katrina, there were a lot of young kids afraid of water. You know, I mean, so you know, you're a young kid of 7 to 8. And you survived Katrina, and maybe you saw relatives like that you lost. You don't want to get in the water, you see. So you see an image of black people swimming. You know, that's a positive image in the pool.
And there's a young man from our area who just made the U.S. Olympic team, who's African American.
See, that's what I was going to say. You know, in terms of you begin to see these images that break down these other types of stereotypes that are still out there. And so the images are very, very important.
They are important, and I also love the way Isaac Dix does his work. I mean, his photographs, you know how sometimes people can do a painting and say, oh, that looks like a photograph? I look at his photographs and go, oh, that looks like a painting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's beautiful work.
Oh, yeah, I think, you know, and you know, you have to really give credit to curators in terms of identifying photographers, identifying the poets, you know, and bringing them all together.
Well, Ethelbert, thank you so much for the poem. We're going to post the entire poem and this connection to Diggs's work on our website as well, and encourage everybody to get to D.C.
Okay.
for this Ceremonies of Dark Men.
Many blessings. Thank you.
Same to you, Ethelbert. Thanks so much.
Okay.